Sleeping naked is green. At least Vanessa Farquharson, who wrote the book, thought so. Using her hilarious book, we will explore and expand on some of the 366 journal entries where she shares her year-long journey of trying new ways of being green on a daily basis. This segment is brought to you by Essentia, the only natural memory foam mattress in the world. MyEssentia.com. And of course, the Green Divas Radio Show. All right. Another episode of Sleeping Naked is Green. And so Vanessa Farquharson, the writer, she wrote on October 13th, which caught our attention, about borrow or share before buying. And we interpreted that because that's one of the ones she didn't write a lot about, so we get to make it up.
Borrow, barter, or share, right?
Right. Well, we've interpreted it as finding ways to share, borrow, or barter, which
yes.
is what we
Oh,
added.
That's right, right.
Yeah, we get to take a little bit of license there, but I think it's a great idea. And it led me to start to think about intentional communities, co-housing, eco-villages, urban housing cooperatives, residential land trusts, student co-ops, because it's in those settings that very often they do have major sharing programs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for instance, if you're living in a eco-village, there's one, and I can't remember the name of it, how embarrassing. There's a lot of them, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But they often will have, for instance, like a shed with like three or four lawn mowers, three or four weed whackers. You know, do we all need to own one?
No, check with your neighbors. Find out who has, even if you don't live in one of these communities, shared communities, you still live in a neighborhood and you can share tools and machinery and stuff in your neighborhood.
Well, why not? I just love the idea of finding ways to share some of these bigger pieces of equipment that probably, there's just a lot of metal and stuff. And why, do we really need to all have a lawnmower?
And that really is the way it was back in the day, as the kids say, in rural communities. If you shared your equipment, you shared your time and with your neighbors, if somebody needed to get a crop in a hurry because bad weather was coming along, then you helped each other out.
Barn raising, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I just love that idea.
Well,
cup of sugar,
I love that idea, too. And frankly, many of our listeners are baby boomers. And I recently went through a period of time where I was between jobs. And I took that time to go visit friends that I hadn't seen in a decade or so. And one of the things that came up over and over again at the dinner table was this idea of how can we get back to some of the things that we enjoyed about being sharing, communal living, which is, we did in a different way back in the 70s
yeah, right,
and 60s.
Right. Yeah, commune has kind of a negative connotation.
But really, we're of an age where we want to take the best of that quality. We need to think about how we're going to survive because things have changed so much in our lives, things that we didn't expect to change. So everyone's talking about this communal living.
I like it. I think we need to go back to and then there's things like FreeCycle, right? What a great idea. It is a little overwhelming. If you've never been on FreeCycle, check it out. But it can be a little like, wow, you suddenly get, 60 emails in a minute. But it's a good way to share, get rid of stuff you want to get rid of for somebody who needs it, and to find things you need.
Right. That people are willing to just give up.
There's all kinds of book sharing things. And I want to say, there's a library. There's that, right? When was the last time you went to a library? I don't know.
I go there for books on tape all the time when I travel.
But there's some cool websites called, Book Crossing is one. There's Book Mooch, which is a book trading, which I think is really – a lot of them are fun and innovative, and I'll list them out. And there's also community bartering, like Berkshire Bucks up in the Berkshires. And I found a website called Creating Community Bartering Systems for Dummies. I love the idea of, I've always done bartering, and I think, but if there are clear ways to do it, that it really,
some people are nervous about having that conversation.
Well, anyway, it's all going to be on our website. So thanks for joining us for another episode of Sleeping Naked is Green. Well, that was fun. Remember to tune in to the Green Divas Radio Show next week to hear another installment of Sleeping Naked is Green, based on the book by Vanessa Farquharson. This segment was sponsored by Essentia, the outrageously comfortable natural memory foam mattress, so you can sleep green and healthy. Find out more at myessentia.com.